Module 5, Getting Paid Bookings Consistently. The difference between people who achieve their goals and the ones who don't is all about strategy and consistent execution. So how are you feeling? Are you anxious? Are you excited about getting paid to speak? If you have followed the modules appropriately, you should already be busy responding to inquiries and following up on speaking leads. If you've held yourself accountable to complete each section but are not feeling momentum or clarity, then it's time to reflect why. Do you feel stuck? Is it finalizing your program? Perhaps you aren't making enough outreach, or your target association isn't the right one for you now. When you reach out to me for your complimentary coaching call after completing this book and leaving a review, I will help you. Whatever you do, do not stop. You might actually be 2 feet from gold this very moment. The phone call or email inquiry you've been longing for might be just around the corner. You are likely less stuck than you feel. I share this from my own experience and the experience working with many other speaker coaching clients. Remember, speaking professionally is a business. And if you're planning to treat your speaking seriously, then you need to assume the seriousness of being a business owner, an entrepreneur. Just like any business where customers purchase a product, the doors just being open does not mean people will walk in and buy a product. The store owner must provide a service or a product that people want, need, and know about. The owner must also give a potential customer a reason for walking into their store. In this scenario, you are the store owner. You must do the same consistently for your speaking business. If people are going to hire you for speaking, they must want, need, and know about you. You have accomplished so much by just listening to this book and going through the guiding questions. Let's revisit what you now understand about the business of speaking that you likely did not know before. You have a good understanding of your speaking aspirations. You have reflected on your speaking parameters and any limitations. You understand how your speech can help an organization and its people solve problems and the challenges they are facing. You know what differentiates you as a speaker. You have developed a powerful call to action in your speech. You have created an engaging program that keeps attendees involved. You have crafted that speech in an outline format. You have begun to practice that presentation to ensure you are ready. You know what industries are most applicable for your topic. You have verified at least one target association in that industry. You know when and where that association meets. You are attending an event in the near future to network with professionals. You know how to submit conference program proposals and RFPs. You are excited and have strategies about ways to connect and keep in touch with professionals in those industries. You understand what your ideal association and industry typically pays speakers. You know how to not under or overprice yourself. You feel confident knowing when and what to charge for speaking. You are clear with how to front-load value and negotiate and maximize price. You are clear with how to front-load value and negotiate and maximize speaking fee. You have a proposal, contract, and invoice ready to launch. And you are ready for that first paid, four-figure speaking check, if not higher. The next segment of Module 5 will be your system for speaking. Success is not created by taking just one step or a series of steps just once. Success is the result of applying a strategic system over time. Similarly, getting booked and paid for speaking is the result of applying a consistent speaking system over time. Many factors matter. If even one aspect of the system is missing, then the whole system suffers. Like spokes on a bicycle wheel, if even one spoke is too long or too short, the entire wheel suffers. The result will be a rough ride. I hope you have identified what your spokes are so that your wheel spins smoothly and quickly. What I have shared in this book is a blueprint model which allows you to customize it for your own speaking. I believe the success I've had in my own speaking business is replicable for anyone who is passionate about speaking and willing to invest the work like I did and still do. As long as you have followed the blueprint and taken action along the way through this book, you should feel ready to apply your own personalized system. Your approach, based on your speaking niche and delivery style, will be different than mine. In fact, it will need to be. No two speakers are the same. The importance of a system, though, is that you have one and you make it your own to differentiate yourself and stand out in your own way. Then you apply that system over and over, becoming more successful and polished each and every time. Each of the modules I've outlined for you contain building blocks to help you construct your own speaking business in the proper order. Step by step and block by block, they are in their order for a reason. Trust my process. If I didn't feel they were important to get you started or to help you grow your speaking business, I would not have included them. There are many, many other aspects of your speaking business that you still need to have developed and nurture. It is for this reason I established The Vault, providing you with all sorts of additional samples and templates of important items I use in my own speaking business. Otherwise, this book would easily be an intimidating 500 plus pages of material with simply too much content for you to absorb at once. At some point, and likely soon, you will need everything inside the vault. Here's one of your special offers. As a thank you for purchasing this book, when you decide to subscribe to the vault, I will provide you with lifetime access, whereas others only have 1 year access. Visit paytospeak.biz/vault. In this module, I'm going to share a collection of tips, recommendations, and lessons learned that have helped me develop and glue my overall system together. Some of the items I've never shared with anyone until publication of this book. I've learned the hard way on many occasions, and I've also learned from watching others learn harder. Either way, these lessons learned are teachable moments for you to benefit from. Just as I learned from others, you can learn from the mistakes I have made. As you progress, you will make your own lessons as well. Share those with me, and I'll include that wisdom in my next book. Look, if the speaking business was easy, there would be a lot more speakers out there. Sometimes I think there are already too many. However, as long as speakers are making a powerful and authentic impact, then that's quite a bit of empowerment and positive influence being applied in this world. As I have shared many times, the reality is that the speaking business is just that, a business. You have to treat it as such. If you treat speaking as a hobby, then you will have a hobby income. Treat speaking as a business, and you will have a business income. If you have listened this far and have completed the reflective questions, you have demonstrated serious commitment to treat your speaking as a business. And as a result, you should expect those types of results. So the question for you, are you planning to treat your speaking as a hobby or as a business? There will be times you want to give up or question yourself. That's okay. Expect to feel that way so you're not surprised when it happens. It's during these times you need to put yourself as a participant in your own speech. What advice would you give yourself? Walk your talk. Do what you encourage others to do. It's an interesting scenario to role play. Here's an example. A few years ago, after writing my first book, Think Differently, I went through a tough time personally for a few weeks. My dog had died, a relationship had ended, I had a sciatic nerve issue on my back. You get the point. After listening to me gripe and complain for over an hour, a good friend of mine asked, "Kevin, didn't you write a book about how to deal with adversity? You're the master at positive psychology, so if anyone can think differently about a situation, it's you." Wow, hearing this from them set me straight pretty quick. It's tough to be a motivational speaker when you aren't feeling motivated yourself. So at the end of the day, you have to walk your talk. Do as you say in your presentation. As speakers, we have to prime our own motivational pump. No one is going to do it for us, which can also make it lonely at times. The only way we are going to maximize our success as a speaker is by doing the things most people will not do. And by taking those actions, we will be successful. When other people quit, we do not. When other people get frustrated and doubt themselves, we do not. We march on and push through the frustration because we have a guiding vision for speaking. It is only a matter of time before that speaking opportunity comes through. We must prime our own pump. So what advice would you give yourself right now about speaking? The next segment in Module 5 is titled, How Bad Do You Want It? If you are going to be successful, you need to possess the same desire for speaking that you do for breathing. When you want something bad enough, you'll do seemingly crazy things in order to manifest it in your life. Here's an example. A few years ago, I thought I had purchased a flight for one of my speaking engagements. The evening before the engagement, I went looking through my email files for a copy of the flight itinerary. I could not find my reservation anywhere. After a few phone calls to the airline, I realized my mistake. I had never actually purchased the flight. Buying the flight the night before was going to cost me over $1,000. My only options were to purchase the uber expensive flight or rent a car and drive 1,000 miles across the United States. If I drove, it would be a 16-hour road trip one way, and I would need to leave immediately. I looked at my dog sitting next to me. If he could talk, he would have said, "Stupid, Dad, just stupid." I literally said to my dog, "We're going on a road trip, boy." I packed my bags, rented a car from the airport, and drove 16 hours through the night for that speaking gig. I arrived 2 hours before the presentation, did the keynote, took an hour power nap afterward, and then hit the road driving 16 hours back. In 2 days, I drove over 2,000 miles. The car rental agent was not happy with me when I returned the car. I remember him asking, "Where in the did you go, son?" I didn't tell anyone about this random act of mishap craziness until writing this book. At first, I was extremely embarrassed about my mistake. Now I realize that this experience was actually a test of my hunger for speaking. I passed. It was also a lesson I needed to experience. I've had a few other late night and early morning drives, but nothing as ridiculous as the story I just shared with you. One thing for certain is that I have never missed booking a plane reservation since. Lesson learned. So on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being, not so much, and 10 being, I'm starving, how hungry are you to speak? The next segment in Module 5 is titled, Surround Yourself with Support. The reality is that there might be someone in your life who will question your pursuit for speaking. Someone close might even doubt you. It is crucial that you surround yourself with people who believe in you and support your speaking aspirations. There are doubters and haters everywhere, unfortunately. Perhaps your motivation for them is not through a speech, but rather in being a walking testimony about the importance of living a dream and stepping outside of a comfort zone to try something new. Don't talk to them about speaking. Rather, show them the results of having a dream for something and working to make that vision a reality. When you don't feel supported, contact me. It will be my privilege to pump you up and remind you that you can be as successful as you want to be. What matters is what you believe, not what anyone else thinks. I do recognize, though, that if you are married with 3 children and considering quitting your job to launch into speaking, your spouse might question how the bills will get paid. That is understandable. You don't have to quit your job. You can still pursue speaking by taking one step at a time, like I did, and setting the proper parameters for your speaking. Begin with the end in mind and follow your passionate vision. It'll bring a new life and energy to your world. As Zig Ziglar told me when we spoke one-on-one, when you have passion for something, you'll find a way to make it happen. And once you start making $1,000, $2,500, and $5,000 plus per speech, that might alter your spouse's mind and perception of you speaking. And most certainly, once you crush through your current salary and become your own boss with no limitations and control of your own schedule, I'm confident you and your spouse will both be happy in other ways as well. It will just take some time and you following my process very strategically. Look, if you have complicated circumstances, and everyone does in some fashion, treat your strategy for speaking like planting a garden. Your thoughts and desires are seeds. You plant those seeds in the right soil, sunlight, and then you water them daily. Those seeds grow into plants over a period of time, and ultimately they bear fruit. As this metaphor demonstrates, you truly do reap what you sow. Plant your speaking seeds and nurture them with passionate care. Over time, you will be fascinated by what grows. The fruit you will bear will be determined by the seeds you plant and how you surround them in the right type of environment that you control. Be patient and ask for encouragement from those around you. You need their support more than anything. Understand if they have concerns about your new journey, but more importantly, seek to understand why. Strive to communicate your plan and strategies so they have confidence in why you will be working so hard, especially at the beginning. Once they understand, they'll be on your side. Once you start speaking and making money, they'll be your biggest cheerleaders. If you feel like they are not on your side, chances are they need some time to better understand your why and start seeing your results. So now's your opportunity to reflect and write down the names of people close to you that you feel will, or already do, support your pursuit of speaking. Write names down in your speaker notebook or on the worksheets I've provided. Take all the time you need. Hit pause. Of those folks you just listed, I recommend you contact those individuals and let them know you appreciate their support in advance. Let them know you will need their encouragement and understanding. Be grateful to them early on. You will receive that back tenfold. However, do not be surprised that some people close to you may not understand or support you as you might expect or hope. This occurred with me, and it was painful. But again, what's most important is what you believe. However, if the person not giving you full support is your spouse, for example, then it's in your best interest to fully understand their concerns. It's likely an issue of communication. Remember, plants do not grow overnight. Neither will your speaking. But your speaking will grow and could further grow beyond your wildest expectations. So now is your opportunity to identify and write down the names of people close to you that you feel might challenge you or not understand your pursuit of speaking. Who are these individuals and why do you feel they might not understand or support you in speaking? Write answers to these two questions down in your speaker notebook or on the worksheets I've provided. Take all the time you need. Hit pause. Next segment in Module 5 is titled, Consider the Source. Never take advice about speaking from someone who does not speak professionally full-time. If this advice counters anything I've shared in this book, consider the source. I'm happy for you to email me. I promise to respond. Also, expect there to be times when you get advice from others you may not like. Expect it so you are not surprised. People will give you unwarranted criticism, tell you what to do, and make comments that you do not agree with. During these times, I want you to remind yourself of one thing. Consider the source. Here's an example. Not too long ago, a coaching client called me with a few questions about speaking. I felt we had had a positive breakthrough in our prior monthly call, and I was looking forward to hearing their progress. After hearing a few of his questions, I was surprised. I felt he had taken a different direction since the last time we had spoken. I asked, "Is there someone you've been talking to since our last coaching session?" There was silence on the phone, so I repeated my question. "What do you mean?" he asked. In a delicate tone, "I mean, someone has gotten into your head and made you doubt yourself. You know the answers to these questions you've been asking me. What makes you doubt yourself right now?" He said, "Well, I was talking to so-and-so, and they got me thinking different." I paused. I had invested quite a bit of time with this person, and I was quite surprised he allowed himself to get stumped by a naysayer who didn't even speak for a living. He was now questioning the strategy we had developed together for his speaking success. I kept silent. "Are you still there?" he asked. "I am," I said. "Look, you have come tremendously far since we have been working together. I am proud of you. But with all due respect, so-and-so is not a speaker. In fact, they've got no clue how to make a dime in the speaking business. Please consider the source when you talk with other people. What this other person told you is not something I would recommend for your situation. Moral of the story, consider the source when you get feedback and advice. If you receive feedback from someone about speaking who is not a speaker, what do you think you should do? Consider the source. Contact me if you have a question or idea. Our next segment of Module 5 is showing appreciation to clients. How do you plan to thank your clients for hiring you to speak? Will you show appreciation? If so, how? Regardless of my honorarium amount, I always send an immediate thank you via email to all those involved with booking me to speak. They have a message waiting for them first thing in the next morning. Additionally, within 2 or 3 days, I send a handwritten thank you card in a package with several autographed books. I make my own personalized quote cards, which are an excellent branding tactic. You can see a sample of these in the website I've created for you, paytospeak.biz/worksheets. I have received pictures via email and text from clients that show my thank you cards framed and placed on their desks and walls. My point to you is, send a handwritten thank you. For speaking bookings where at least a significant portion of my fee is paid, I send an edible arrangement. I'll typically invest $75 to $100 on a nice arrangement without blinking an eye. It's a business expense, plus their entire office will likely be grazing on it all day long and asking, "Who sent the arrangement?" Hopefully the answer will be, "That incredible speaker we booked for the event." See how that works? Showing appreciation and gratitude makes an impact. So what are some of the ideas that you can and will show appreciation to your clients after they book you to speak? Reflect on this right now. Take all the time you need. Write down answers in your speaker notebook or in the worksheets I've provided. Hit pause. Our next segment of Module 5 is keeping in touch. How are you keeping in touch? Or are you? This goes back to Module 3 and developing a system for staying in touch. If you do not have a system by now, why not? There are plenty of resources out there to help you. Some cost money and some are free. I highly, highly recommend you develop a system for staying in touch, not only with attendees who opt in to receive your information, but also with your clients and prospective clients. Note, never, ever, ever send unsolicited emails or newsletters to people who do not opt in and give you permission to contact them. This is a huge no-no and will place you on their unsubscribe and unprofessional list. You'd be better off not sending them anything than to send them information they didn't ask for. Here's an example. Several years ago, I received a speaking booking directly as a result from sending a newsletter to opt-in subscribers. It had been months since I had sent anything, and I was doing a poor job of keeping in touch at the time. The email I received read, "Kevin, just got your newsletter and remember seeing you present at a conference over 2 years ago. Our state association just announced they are looking for speakers at their upcoming conference. Are you available March 4th by chance?" You see, this example proves a point that meeting planners and executives may not need a speaker tomorrow, this month, or even this year. However, when they do need a speaker and you have kept in touch, you will be on their mind. Also, this inquiry met all three of my criteria for charging a full speaking fee. You can see how my criteria for establishing speaking fee now works in action. In this example, the person making the inquiry was contacting me and had seen me before. My full fee was paid. Now it's your opportunity to identify and reflect on ways that you can keep in touch. Take all the time that you need, write your answers down in the speaker notebook or in the worksheets that I've provided for you. Hit pause. Our next segment in Module 5 is titled Tracking Speaking Leads. You also want to have a system for tracking speaking leads. For me, I do this old school with a simple email folder. I simply file leads and prospective speaking opportunities in my leads email folder. I then make it a point to look inside this folder every 2 or 3 weeks to make follow-ups. I also type those leads into a tracking Excel document so I can add notes and keep track of the status. I've uploaded a sample of this into the paytospeak.biz/worksheets website that I've created for you. So what is or will be your system for tracking speaking leads? Because you need to have one. Take all the time you need, hit pause. Our next segment of Module 5 will be referrals. Every referral should be a humbling experience because that likely would not have been a speaking engagement received otherwise. Of course, this feels great when people do this for us, but think about the last time you made a referral for someone else. Referrals are a two-way street. Remember, give to get. You might be thinking, Kevin, why would I want to refer someone else and give away business? Well, first off, you're not giving away business. You make referrals for other speakers to clients who have already booked you to speak. You also make referrals for other speakers who might be a better fit and you've been asked to speak to someone that's not in your target group or that you don't have expertise with. Since they just brought you in, they likely will not be bringing you in again for 2 or 3 years. Regardless of how awesome you were, speakers are rotated. So why not ensure that rotation stays in the family? When you refer others, what do you think happens afterward? They appreciate you and usually refer right back to you. It's a beautiful thing and it feeds itself. This referral network doesn't always work the way it should though, because not everyone is a giver. Here's an example. A few years back, I received 3 speaking inquiries where I was not available. I hated missing these opportunities, but I referred each of these to one particular collegiate speaker colleague who I knew could do a great job. Within a few months, I'd referred over $10,000 in speaking business to this person. Now, you would have thought I might have received a nice thank you card, a bottle of wine, a gift card, or perhaps even a nicer gesture of appreciation. I hand-delivered him over $10,000 he would not have earned otherwise. Well, what I did receive was nothing. In fact, the only thing I ever received from this person was a text message stating, "Thanks, K-Dog." I did not refer these speaking opportunities with the expectation of receiving anything back. However, it is an unspoken gesture of professionalism to provide recognition when others help you get business. This person is lucky I didn't ask for a commission or have the contract go through me. To this date, I have never received a referral from this person referenced. I have also never referred him again. So now is your important moment to reflect on who are other speakers that you might be willing to give referrals to after a speaking engagement. Hit pause. Our next segment in Module 5 is titled Create Checklists. Without a checklist, you will forget something, and it likely won't be too important until you need it most. Learn from my mistakes. I have forgotten my laptop charger, my wireless remote clicker, handouts, my introduction, my shoes, my suit, my cell phone charger, etc. You name it, I've left it somewhere at home, in the airport, or in my rental car. If you do not have a checklist yet, create one. Once you forget something, like me, you'll develop a checklist then. Don't wait. I also have a supplies checklist, which I keep a print copy of on top of my suitcase before each and every trip. I also have a checklist for all the pre-speech details. I write these items in my calendar so I do not forget. You can view a sample of my checklist on the website I've created for listeners to this book, paytospeak.biz/worksheets. Our next segment of Module 5 will be titled, Type Your AV and Tech Requirements. Set yourself up for success, not failure. Your meeting planner needs to know everything needed for your speech. Providing your requirements in a document checklist makes you low maintenance and also professional. To view a sample of my AV checklist, visit my website, kevincsnyder.com/4-meeting-planners. I've also provided a sample for my website created for listeners of this book, paytospeak.biz/worksheets. The next segment of Module 5 is titled Offer to Create Event Promotion. Usually an event planner doesn't need your promotional assistance, but I offer to create an event flyer or a marketing piece for them to share with attendees. By having it in an attachment, they can forward it along via email. They could also copy and paste on their event website, if available, and distribute however they like. Samples of this are provided in the vault, where I give you access to everything that I use in my speaking business. I provide marketing promotion videos as well. These are more complicated but very effective, and promotional videos are usually what I only provide in option 3 of my speaking contracts, which means I got the gig and I doubled my fee. So consider how you can help promote the event where you are speaking. Even if the planner doesn't take you up on it, they will appreciate your offer. They'll remember you for it as well. To view a sample of one of my event promotional videos, simply visit the website I've created for listeners of this book, paytospeak.biz/worksheets. Our next segment of Module 5 is titled, Carry a Speaker Introduction with You. Your introduction sets the tone for your speech. Make sure you are introduced the way that you want and need to be. Carry copies of your introduction with you, regardless if you have previously sent the planner an introduction. With so much on their mind, they will likely forget it anyways. Remember that whomever is introducing you is not a speaker. They are likely the not-so-exciting CEO or executive director, respectfully, who has no clue how to engage an audience. Take control of your introduction by having it with you. I have been introduced so many horrible ways. The worst introductions were always when I didn't ensure they had my introduction. They introduced me their own way. So learn from my mistake. I have a different introduction for my youth audiences, my college audiences, and my professional audiences. Plus, I customize each introduction for those audiences so it's relevant for the group that I'm speaking to. To view sample introductions so you can make one your own, visit my website, kevincsnyder.com/4-meeting-planners. You can also see samples of my introductions on the website that I've created for listeners of this audiobook at paytospeak.biz/worksheets. Our next segment of Module 5 is titled, Set Realistic Expectations. I have worked with aspiring speakers who quickly became frustrated because they spent a few hours sending out emails but never received a response. Or they submitted a few call for programs and kept getting denied. They immediately expected to earn several speaking bookings a month and each at the $3,500 plus level. Yet they became frustrated with speaking pro bono or at a discounted rate. They became even more frustrated when referrals and spin-off inquiries were not following a presentation. We discussed these issues in detail throughout Modules 3 and 4 of this book. You now know that you must implement a consistent system approach for both finding opportunities and being found. Speakers speak. No one can refer you for speaking if they have not seen you speak. Moreover, no one can inquire with you for speaking if they do not know about you. It is a slippery slope when you begin to doubt yourself. Do not listen to that negative mental chatter trying to convince you that you will never be paid to speak. Do not allow yourself to become frustrated. If you have worked through this book alongside me, remind yourself how close you are to your next speech. You just need to have the proper expectations within a realistic time frame. Neither expect results too quickly nor too far out. For whatever it's worth, I'm confident you will achieve success much more quickly than I did. What took me over a decade to understand is what you are learning in this short book. Even the most prominent speakers have teams of full-time speaker bureaus and administrative and marketing professionals making phone calls for them, sending emails, and paying prime marketing dollars to coordinate and promote their speaking, their books, and seminars. I will not drop any names, well, maybe just a few. John Maxwell, Brennan Burchard, Brian Tracy, Tony Robbins, Les Brown, Success Seminars. There are many others. This should be an aha moment for you. It is crucial that you recognize even the highest paid speakers must advertise and lay rubber to the road somehow. They do not sit back and wait. Rather, they pay people to advertise and help them be found. In fact, Think of the last time you became aware of a seminar or speaker presentation. Without even needing to know what type of event it was, someone was paid to promote it. Even for successful speakers and seminars, it takes a village and a lot of work to be successful. Look, I'm a huge fan of all the people I just mentioned, and I follow most of them. I would not pick on names of people or groups if I didn't already respect them. I name them to point an example for you simply to prove my point. Apply your system and work hard. The seeds you plant will grow. If it's just you in your speaking business, set realistic expectations. Now, reflecting on your speaking goals, do you feel that you have realistic expectations? In your speaker notebook or in the exercise worksheets that I've provided for you, write down the specific date you expect to earn your next or first paid speaking engagement. Now, how much do you truly envision being paid for that speech? How much do you truly envision being paid 1 year from now for each speech? Set realistic expectations. Hit pause. The next segment of Module 5 is titled, The Best Athletes Have Coaches. I've written this book with you in mind. I designed each module to be a coaching blueprint so you can understand, customize, and apply the content regardless if we ever talk or work together. I hope my writing style has felt conversational, organized, and encouraging. I also hope you appreciate the practical examples, the stories, and the tips from the road that I've included. Unlike other books about professional speaking, I did not want to simply give you abstract examples. Rather, I wanted to lay it out for you step by step like a roadmap you could follow. Now that you are close to finishing this book, it is imperative that you find someone who can continue to guide, support, and mentor your progress and development. More bluntly, if you're truly committed to your speaking, then you will need to find a speaking mentor or a coach. Find someone who can help you advance to that ongoing next level. This person must be someone who is a successful speaker and understands the business. I caution you on hiring a business coach who is not a professional speaker. Whether you ask me to be your speaker coach or have someone else in mind, make a commitment to find someone. Often when someone agrees to mentor or coach, they also make connections for you and help you grow your speaking network. At least this is what I do for my coaching clients, and I take them behind the scenes with me on phone calls and on-site speaking engagements. On my website, paidtospeak.biz, I have outlined what my coaching programs look like. I customize my coaching to fit your budget and time frame as well. I offer personalized one-on-one coaching in either a 5-week or a 10-week program. I guide you along the way and answer questions each week to ensure the content is understandable and applied for your speaking goals and niche. I review your information and provide feedback from a meeting planner perspective. I also provide a one-day retreat where you spend the full day with me. Other opportunities you can consider are my online coaching program, my TEDx speaker coaching program, The Vault, and my speaker mastermind group. Look, whatever you decide, have someone who can support you, mentor you, guide you, cheerlead you, and be available to you. Most importantly, work with someone who has experience and a proven track record in professional speaking. So think for now who the people are or the person who could be your speaking mentor or coach. Send them an email. Tell them your goals for speaking and that you've just finished this book and that you are going to build your speaking business like never before. Share with them that you appreciate their support and guidance to achieve those goals. Do this now. Hit pause. Module 5 review. In this module, we have anchored principles to help you be successful as a paid professional speaker. I shared a wide variety of tips and ideas to help you grow a successful speaking business like a professional. You now know about the importance of developing and applying your system consistently, forecasting tough times so they are not a surprise, identifying how hungry you truly are, surrounding yourself with support, showing appreciation and keeping in touch with your clients, carrying your speaking introduction with you, how important it is to create and provide checklists, both giving and getting referrals, finding a speaking mentor, and finally, setting realistic expectations. Congratulations, you've done it. I hope you feel not only inspired, but also equipped with new knowledge and a blueprint that will support your journey to speak and inspire others. You are embarking on one of the noblest of professions. Be authentic. Share your story. Help people solve problems. Be unique. Work harder than anyone else. Work smart. Inspire.